The city of Benton Harbor is, for practical purposes, bankrupt. In 2010, former Governor Jennifer Granholm appointed an emergency financial manager to clean up the books and prevent damage to the state's credit. Thursday night, Michigan Deputy Treasurer Roger Frazier visited the city.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This was a pleasant surprise for me to be here this evening.
State Treasurer Andy Dillon was supposed to be at the town hall meeting, but he's in Detroit trying to help that city avoid an emergency manager like Benton Harbor has. Frazier spoke for just 5 minutes in pretty general terms. Then for an hour, residents and elected officials laid out the emergency manager situation in Benton Harbor as they see it. Here's City Commissioner Marcus Muhammad.
He's been operating in a dark room with a flashlight, making all types of decisions, and has thumbed his nose at the residents at
That's
large.
Correct.
Amen.
Muhammad says emergency manager Joe Harris disrespected him and other elected officials from day one, locking them out of their own city office spaces, for example. But a handful of people spoke up on Harris's behalf. Resident Corey Bell says it was city commissioners, not Harris, who've been disrespectful, painting Harris as a deceitful dictator and anyone who works with him as a traitor.
I don't think the EFM came down here to be badgered or insulted and called all these names, and then all of a sudden, we want to be friends. It don't work like that.
Excuse me.
Bell points out Harris wouldn't even be in Benton Harbor if elected leaders would have kept the finances in order in the first place. After the town hall, Harris was agitated, if not outraged, at the suggestion that he doesn't communicate enough.
The reason we have town halls is for communication.
The city's auditor reviewed the finances at the town hall, and each of the department heads gave a presentation to update the community.
Did they learn anything tonight? It's really interesting how people can dialogue and one of them says, there's no communication. Wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture? Aren't we communicating when we disagree? Maybe communication means agree. Oh, now I understand. Now there is no communication.
Harris said late last year he could wrap up his work in Benton Harbor as soon as this summer. When that happens, elected leaders would regain authority to run the city. But now the emergency manager law is being challenged in court, and there's a chance voters could overturn the law in November. So Thursday night, I asked Harris if he still thinks he'll wrap up his work in Benton Harbor this year.
Oh, I have no idea. The state has not indicated to me one way or another what the future plans are for the EM in Benton Harbor or the future of Joe Harris.
The city still has a roughly $2 million deficit, and it still isn't able to make contributions to its employees' pension system. Even if it could, that wouldn't be enough to declare the financial emergency over. Michigan's deputy treasurer couldn't give Benton Harbor residents specific answers, but he says it's important city staff and elected officials are capable of managing the finances in a way that will keep the city solvent in the foreseeable future. In Benton Harbor, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.